Amen. Well, get your Bible this morning.
Yes.
And let's go to Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 5. I hope you get more out of this message this morning than what I've given you already. Praise the Lord. But I want to talk about predestination. Predestination according to the will of God. And put it all in proper context, hopefully. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world. Think about that. That we should be holy. We've been hearing about holiness. And without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Amen. Let's pray and ask the Lord to help us here this morning. Thank you, Jesus, for the word of God this morning. Anoint our hearts, anoint our ears to hear the word of God. In Jesus' name, touch each and every one of us today, Lord. Those that are looking for direction in their life, let it be direction for them. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Somebody said, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
You can be seated this morning. God bless you. And I would like to address this subject of predestination through the avenue of understanding this doctrine or this truth that we find in the Word of God, that we can have the joy of serving God and living for God. Amen. There are times of difficulties, I understand that, but we need to have some joy. Amen. We need to be happy people. We used to sing that in our home church. We're a happy people. Yes, we are. We won't go into that here this morning, but we need to have some joy in our hearts. And first of all, let me say, I'm not talking about predestination of your salvation, which states that some people are predestined to be saved and some are predestined to be lost. And there's nothing you or I can do about it. We're going to be saved whether we want to or not. And we're going to be lost whether we want to or not. I'm not preaching that this morning. That's not what we're talking about. Because that is not biblically correct. Amen. But the call of God has been predestined upon each and every one of us here this morning. The call of God. The will of God. For each and every one of us here today. Before we were born, God knew everything about you. And I got Brother Micah off of one of his boys there. It was tough, but I did it. Psalm 139 and verse 13 through 18. If you'll read for us this morning.
For thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well.
Yes.
My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. And in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee.
Praise God. What a powerful scripture this morning. Amen. If I count the great sum of his thoughts, amen. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. Amen. God thinks about us all the time.
Yes,
he counts the hairs on our head. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
He knows everything about us. He knows more about us than we know about ourselves.
Yes, right.
Amen. And so we can understand this morning as we get into this that we were predestined to be born and to live in this life. If we're here, it was predestined by God for that purpose. And we were not predestined to be saved. I've already talked about that. But salvation is a choice. And doing the will of God is a personal choice. Amen. It's not something that God makes us do against our will, but He has predestinated us. Amen. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 5. I read it in the text, but I want to read it again.
Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will.
Yes.
According to the good pleasure of His will. Amen. And God's will, everybody said God's will.
God's will.
God's will is an individual thing that was predestined for you and you alone. Amen. And if we look at these truths, it becomes very exciting this morning to know that you're doing the will of God, that you're in the will of God. Amen. That's an exciting thing. And it gives you comfort in distress. It gives you comfort in the bad times and so forth. But when you mature to the place that you can say, I'm doing the will of God, amen, there's some very, very strong assurances that we can have. Romans chapter 8 and verse 28. I want to look at a couple of scriptures in Romans here.
And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose.
Called according to His purpose. That would be His will. Amen.
Yes.
That would be His purpose and His will.
Yeah.
Romans chapter 12 and verse 2.
And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Well, praise the Lord, that we may prove or that we may test and see that it is right, what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. We need to all come to that place where we understand this, and we can say that for a surety that we are in the will of God. And there's two areas that I've taught over the years that we can see in Scripture when we talk about the will of God. And it is the general will of God and the specific will of God. I want to talk about those two areas of the will of God for each and every one of us. Amen. And the general will of God includes everything that we find in the Word of God. Baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. Repentance from dead works. Amen. The infilling of the Holy Ghost, speaking with other tongues as the evidence of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And those are some basics that we find in the Word of God. And I want to talk about some of those basics here this morning. And maybe it will help somebody. If I can help one person here this morning, I'll really feel like I have succeeded in the will of God for this morning. Praise God. And so the general will of God includes these things and so much more. It includes the cleansing of the spirit and the flesh, perfecting holiness in the fear of God.
Yes.
And I had these notes down a lot sooner than when the pastor has been teaching this. And I appreciate his teaching this. Amen. Because it enforces and it helps to build up what has already been taught.
Yes.
Amen. We've got to be a holy people, praise the Lord.
Amen, amen.
And it's not how I feel or how you feel, but the general will of God is right here in the Word of God.
Sure. Right.
Now, there's some things we don't even need to pray about.
Hear this. Right.
Well, praise the Lord. We don't even need to pray about it. Well, I had a friend. I was in the church about 3 months, and I'd been witnessing to a friend of mine, and he told me, he said, Greg, he said, the still small voice in my life tells me that I need to be baptized in Jesus' name. Uh-huh. And he didn't need a still small voice.
That's right.
He's got a loud voice right here in the Word of God.
Yes.
And the Lord's not going to, talk back to that individual or anybody else for that matter and say, the Lord told me, even if it's an angel from heaven that comes and speaks to you, it does not matter. Amen. Because the general will of God includes what we have in the Word of God. Amen. Well, what we need to do then is we need to obey the Word of God. Because if we don't obey the Word of God, we're going to be judged by that and someday. Amen. It is the general will of God, and these are the basics. Amen. It is the general will of God that we give our tithes and our offering.
Right.
And that's unto the work of God. And I thank God for that opportunity this morning.
Amen.
To give unto God.
Yes.
And I enjoy giving and blessing the work of God. And it's a great thing. Amen. But I don't have to say every week or every other week or how often you get paid. Amen. I don't have to say, Lord, do you want me to pay my tithes this week? Amen. I don't have enough money for the bills or whatever. You've heard all of that before. But all we have to do is say, Lord, give me the strength to do what you've already told me to do. I don't have to go back over these things time and time again. Amen. But what we need to have is a resolve in our heart. Praise God. A resolve in our heart to do the will of God. And Romans chapter 8, verse 28, did we read that yet?
Yes, sir.
All right. Did we read Romans 12 and verse 2?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm already ahead of myself. Praise God. But the general will of God includes these things.
Yes.
Amen. Somebody said, help Brother Worse, Lord.
Help Brother Jesus.
Praise the Lord. I'm having a few Biden moments here this morning. But it's going to be all right. Praise God. It's going to be all right. Because tonight we're going to have evangelistic service, and somebody's going to say, praise God. Let's. Amen. I'm glad I'm not overseeing a war in somewhere else in the world. Amen. God help us. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 6. I know we haven't read that one.
Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart.
From the heart. Somebody said from the heart.
From the heart.
Doing the will of God from the heart. And so when we approach the will of God here this morning, we have to have a reason that we are doing this.
Sure.
Right. Amen. There's a reason. There's got to be a reason. There's always a motive. Amen. There's a reason why we do the things that we do. Right motives are very important.
Yeah.
Praise God. Why you pay your tithes and give an offering is very important.
Right.
It's the giving, yes, that, you know, we can do the will of God, but if we don't have the right reason, then it's not going to make a whole lot of difference. Amen. Right motives are very, very important, and the right reason is always going to... It's always going to lead you to a right relationship.
Yes. Yeah.
And so the reasons are very important here this morning. I feel this morning like I need God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Tomorrow morning I'm going to feel like I need God.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not going to be lifted up in pride and spiritual pride and all of that. But I want to be humble before the Lord, and because this is really the greatest opportunity of my life. It's the greatest opportunity of my life. Amen. I'm thankful that the Lord saved me. Praise God. But with the right reason, it's going to lead you to relationship. And we've been hearing that around here as well. Relationship. I'll read this scripture, Mark 3 and verse 35. For whosoever shall do the will of God, the same is my brother and my sister and mother. Amen. That's relationship right there.
Yes.
That's close relationship.
Yes.
That's hearing the voice of others. Amen. And so relationship is very, very important. Galatians chapter 1 and verse 4.
Who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father.
Yeah, or you could read that as well, according to the will of God, even our Father. Praise God. And there are times that we say, Abba, Father, because we are close. Amen. There is a relationship. And we didn't start this relationship. He did. He started this relationship when he went to the cross of Calvary. Amen. Who gave himself for our sins. Not only did he give himself for our sins, but the Bible says that he became sin, that we might be the righteousness of God. Right. He's taken the first big step in this thing of relationship. Praise God. And I want to take a step for him as well.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Galatians... No, 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9. Help me, Lord.
The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness.
Right.
But is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
Praise God. So the will of God, the general will of God, is for us to follow the gospel plan of salvation.
Yes.
That all should come to repentance.
Right.
The gospel, if you ask many people, they can't tell you what the gospel is. But the gospel is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I know this is elementary for many of us here this morning, but we need to get this in our heart.
Right.
Acts 2:38 is the death, burial, and resurrection.
Right.
Repent, that's death. That's death.
Yep.
Baptism is burial. Resurrection is the infilling of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Very, very simple. But if we're not willing to reach out to that simple, and we have the attitude, I'm all right. Don't tell me anything else.
Yeah.
Amen. Then we're not going to have what we need from God,
yeah. Right.
And we're not going to have relationship.
Right.
In fact, Matthew chapter 7 and verse 21 is very revealing. Did I give you that one?
I got it right here.
All right. Matthew 7, 21.
Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven.
He that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven.
Yeah.
God has a will or a purpose for each and every one of us here this morning.
Amen.
Praise God. Everybody outside of this church, everyone in this world, amen, he's got a will, a plan for each and every one of us. Read verse 22 and 23 if you would. Matthew 7, 22 and 23.
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name?
All right.
And in thy name have cast out devils?
Yes.
And in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity.
Well, praise God. That's a very sobering scripture.
Yes.
It's not how much you shout.
Right.
It's not how much you dance. It's not how much you run. It's not how many times you say amen. Praise God, or follow the program or whatever it is. Amen. We've got to know him. There's got to be relationship. There's got to be a communication between me and God. Amen. And many today are getting the cart before the horse, as they say. And they are saying, you know, we can't do it by works and all of that. But then at the same time, they preach a gospel of prosperity. Amen. That if you'll do this, then God will do this for you. Amen. And you're going to be rich. The only ones that are rich are those that are collecting the offering. Amen. Those are the only one. And they've got their airplanes and they've got their runways and all of that. And they're deceiving people, amen, into thinking that this is the way to relationship with God. But he said, and then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Amen. Can someone that is working iniquity cast out devils? Well, it looks like they did. And in many, and in thy name done many wonderful works. Can do wonderful works, but iniquity, Pastor Johnson talked about iniquity. And he said, it's rebellion. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God. Yeah. Rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft.
Right.
Amen. And
right.
So if we don't preach the basic, simple word of God, repentance, baptism in Jesus' name, the infilling of the Holy Ghost, then we are participating in iniquity. Amen. We're participating in iniquity. We've got to understand the word of God, or the will of God, rather, if we're going to be saved. Amen.
Yeah.
Holy living and finding peace with others is not just good, it's essential. Amen. Did you hear that this morning? Holiness and following peace with others is not just a good way of living, but it's essential. He said, you will not see the kingdom of God. Amen. Without which no man shall see the Lord. Amen. And so what is the conclusion of this matter? Fear God and keep his commandments. This is the whole duty of man. Amen. Are you looking for direction in your life this morning? I know you are, because you're here. Amen. You decided to come to the house of God. Amen. And start with the small. Amen. Start with the beginning. Get saved. Amen. Be born again of the water and the Spirit. Praise God. Establish a life of faithfulness to God. You know what that means? That means being faithful in your giving. That means being faithful in prayer. That means being faithful in reading the Word of God.
All right.
Amen. It means being faithful in attendance to the house of God. Well, praise the Lord.
Amen.
I know these are basics, but it's amazing to me that sometimes the basics are very hard for some folks to do.
Right.
Amen. But Jesus said, if you can't do the least, you can't do anything greater than that. Amen. If you're not faithful in that which is least, how can you be faithful in that which is much? Amen. And so all of this was predestinated from the foundation of the world. Jesus was crucified from the foundation of the world, meaning that that was the plan, that was the will of God. And so when he prayed in the garden, he said, not my will, but thy will be done. And sometimes doing the will of God hurts. Amen. Sometimes doing the will of God is difficult and hard.
Yeah.
But it produces great things. Amen. It really does. It produces great things. And if you're looking for direction in your life this morning, start being faithful to the house of God.
Sure. Right. Yes.
Just start with the little things. Amen. Be faithful to the house of God. Well, I've got other plans. Well, don't make other plans. You know, when it's church time, just X that out. Praise God and say, I'm going to the house of God. Well, praise the Lord. I wonder how many of us here this morning go to work or don't go to work. Amen. Just on a whim. Well, I'm going to wake up in the morning and I'm going to pray and say, God, do you want me to go to work or not? You know what? He's not going to answer that prayer. He's already answered that prayer. Praise the Lord. Like one pastor told his wife, said, I'm going to the church and I'm going to pray about this. And so he came back after a little while and she said, what did God say? He said, he isn't talking right now. He didn't say anything. He's already given it to us in his word.
Yeah.
Well, praise the Lord. We need to be faithful people.
Faithful
people, faithful. Dependable people. And it's amazing to me, amen, how many today have not established honesty. Amen. That have not established, what's the word that I want to use here this morning? Loyalty.
Yeah.
Amen. And you can pastor some folks for a long time, and all of a sudden they just ditch you.
Yeah.
They ditch the church and they go out. It's because they don't understand loyalty. Amen. If we can't be loyal to people down here, how can we be loyal to God who is in heaven?
Sure, all right.
Praise the Lord. How can we say we love God if we hate our brother?
Right.
There's no way that we can say that. Oh, we can say it, but it's not going to do anything. Amen. And many are going to say in that day, Lord, Lord. He said, that doesn't mean a whole lot to me because they're not going to enter into the kingdom of God. It matters. Well, I'm going to get into that here in just a moment. I'm getting ahead of myself. Keep the commandments of God and fear God. Revelation chapter 13 and verse 8. Read that for us. I must have missed that one as well. Revelation 13 and 8. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Praise God. And Romans 6 and 6, we are crucified with him. That's death. And friend, if you're not willing to come to the altar and repent, amen, you're not going to find the kingdom of God.
Right.
Romans chapter 6 and verse 4, therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death. Amen. Like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life.
Yes.
Praise God. So we die in repentance. We are buried in baptism into death. And what the gospel affords us and gives us is an opportunity, amen, an opportunity for the old way to die out. You can't bring the old way with you when you come into the kingdom of God. You just can't do it. He didn't come to save us in our sins, but he came to just save us from the power of our sins. Praise the Lord. Well, praise God. 2 Peter 3:9, I think we already read that one. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all, everybody said all, should come to repentance.
Yes.
That means that you are not exempt.
Right.
Amen. I went to visit someone in the city of Boston many years ago, and he was supposedly some sort of an apostolic And we were talking with him, and he got all excited, and pride rose up in him. And he grabbed his Bible, and he threw it across the room, and it landed on the floor. And he said, "You probably think I'm not saved because I did that." And he was getting kind of violent, so I didn't want to stir him up anymore. And he said, "I'll tell you one thing." He said, "I command God to do things." Uh-oh. And I told the brother that was with me, I said, "We need to get out of here.
It's time to leave.
There's some devils in here I don't want to deal with. Amen. Let's just leave." And he never came to church and all of that. But then there was another young man that I taught a Bible study to. And I started the Bible study, and he told me, He said, "Greg," he said, "up front," he said, "I want to tell you, there's some things in my life I'm not going to change." He said, "I love to go dancing, and I love to go to the bars and all of that." And he said, "I'm not going to change it." I said, "I'm not here to make you change anything. I'm here to teach you the Word of God."
Yes. Yeah.
And so when he came to church, he finally came to church, and after the service was over with, he came up to the front, and I said, I forget his name now, I said, you came to get the Holy Ghost tonight, didn't you?" And he said, "Yes, I came to pray tonight." And myself and another brother, we began to pray with him, and God filled him with the Holy Ghost.
All right.
And you know what? He started dancing in the Holy Ghost. And after that, you got to understand city folks. He would come to church with his white shoes on. Have you got some white shoes, Garrett? Haven't gone that far yet. All right. Praise God. He'd come with his white shoes on, and he would dance up and down. And when he got the Holy Ghost, he started screaming at the top of his lungs. Amen. He was getting some things out of his spirit. He was getting some things out of his heart. Well, I feel the Holy Ghost in that this morning. Well, praise God. And so that's relationship. We've got to have a relationship. And it's not that I have to have a relationship. I want to have a relationship. Praise God. And when we love God, when we truly love God, we don't need the written laws. And in fact, the Bible says that, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, meekness, faith, temperance. That's probably not in the right order, but it's pretty close. Amen. Of which there is no law. There is no law. But when we talk about the commandments, we're talking about law. And I don't do the right things because it's the law. I do it because of the law of love. Well, praise the Lord. You young men on the front row, when you get married, the marriage license is going to say you got to go to work and provide for your wife. I'll kind of build you guys up here this morning a little bit. Amen. It's going to say, ladies, that you got to do his dirty laundry. You got to cook the meals. Got to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to go to work. Amen. No, it doesn't say that, but that's a part of it. Amen. And so when you get married, amen, the law of love says, I want to provide for my family. I want to do the things that are right. I want to be a blessing to my wife. I want to be a blessing to my husband. And so the law of love supersedes the written commandments and laws. Praise the Lord. They supersede them. They go higher. Amen. The contract doesn't say you got to do laundry, but you're going to do the laundry anyway, even if you hate it. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. I know what it is to do the laundry, and I don't mind doing it myself.
Right.
Praise God. But I'm thankful my wife does it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank God. And it's the law of love.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. That's what we call relationship. Amen. When the pastor calls for pre-service prayer, are you here on time? Or do you come a few minutes early? You don't have to come a few minutes early, but I love God and I want to do the things that I can do to please Him. Praise God. The tithes is 10%. Amen. And we give a tenth to the Lord. Somebody said amen.
Amen.
But I have had folks that have come to the house of God and they would get an offering envelope and put $1 in it. Write their name on there.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's okay if you feel like you needed that kind of credit. Praise the Lord. And we put it, we registered in the computer. So-and-so gave $1. Amen. And when you take the price of those little envelopes, it reduced it down lower than a dollar. Well, praise the Lord. I hope somebody's getting something out of this here this morning. Amen. But the law of love goes further. And, if you make $100 and $101, round it off. Praise God. Go a little bit further. Go a little bit further to bless your wife or your husband. Amen. Because it's relationship. Go out of your way to bless your friend. Amen. Do something nice for your friend. Praise God, because it's out of love. And so when we have relationship and we have the reason, amen, then it's going to produce the results.
All right.
And that's where the joy of serving God comes in, is the results. Amen. Romans chapter 15:32. No, hadn't got that one either. I really dropped the ball on this one. Romans 15:32, that I may come unto you with joy. Everybody said joy.
Joy.
That I may come unto you with joy by the will of God, that you may be refreshed. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I come this morning in joy. I'm glad to see all the folks that are here this morning. Amen. You know why? Because it's the will of God. And I've come here in the will of God. Praise the Lord. That doesn't mean it's always been easy. And Pastor Cowan and his family have come here in the will of God. Amen. And it's not always easy. But the will of God, when you press and you press and you press and then you see results and somebody comes and gives their life to God, there's a joy. There really is. There's a joy.
Yes.
And it's not just a job.
Right.
Amen. It's a calling. It's the will of God.
Yes.
And every one of you here this morning have a will of God in your life.
Yeah.
And getting closer to finishing here this morning, Ephesians 4.
Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things.
All right, now just stop right there and keep your finger there. It says, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. God has blessed you with gifts. And it says, here's the gifts. Go ahead and read some more.
And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors, and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints.
And that in the Amplified, I believe it says, for the work of the ministry, for the perfecting of the saints, I'm sorry, that is brought out as the full equipping of the saints.
All right.
That's what the ministry does, is equips the saints. Go ahead, brother.
For the work of the ministry.
For the work of the ministry, and the Amplified, again, I believe it says, for the work of the ministry, that they will do the work of the ministry. Not that they're going to pastor or any of those, but that they're going to be an intricate part of the ministry of the church. He didn't call us just to park ourselves on a pew.
That's right.
Well, praise the Lord. But we have something that we need to do in the will of God.
Yes.
Go ahead and read some more.
For the edifying of the body of Christ.
That's the word edify means to build up or to strengthen.
Till we all come in the unity of the faith.
Till we all come into the unity of the faith. Now, if you study that out and look at that, it actually means until we all believe the same thing.
All right.
Praise the Lord.
All right, man.
That's why we have an altar before we have a platform.
Yeah.
Right. Praise the Lord. Because you can't go to the platform until you go to the altar first.
That's right.
And we're not going to. I hope this is all right, Pastor. Amen. We're not going to put someone in leadership capacity in the church that believes that the devil is God. That's an extreme. Amen. But we have to be in unity of the faith. And that word faith isn't believing God. It is the doctrinal faith that you have.
Yes.
We believe in one God.
Yes.
Well, praise the Lord. We don't believe in a trinity of gods.
Amen.
And so we're not going to have someone come and preach in our pulpit that believes in a trinity of gods.
Right.
Well, praise the Lord.
Amen.
We have standards of holiness that we get out of the Bible.
Yes.
Amen. The principles of the Word of God.
Yes.
And the pastor sets the standards for who can be in leadership and who can't be in leadership.
Right.
And it's not a put down or anything like that. If you grow in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, then there is great opportunity to do the work of God and the will of God.
Amen.
Amen. I hope that's making sense here this morning.
Sir. Yes. Yes, sir.
For the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of the faith. We need to believe the same thing.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And when we first started here, Charlie and Stacy, they're over in Sunday school this morning, so I can talk about them. And they came in, and Sister Callan, what do you think the first thing that she wanted to do? She wanted to sing on the platform. Amen. She came to me and said, Brother Worst, can I sing on the platform? And I said, well, you need to believe everything that we preach, and not only believe it, but live it. And I said, that includes da 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 da. And I named a few things. And she kind of looked at me funny, and they took care of it. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
They got rid of some things that was in their house.
Sure.
Amen.
Right.
And they changed some things. Praise God. Thank God they did.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Sister Glenda, was you there when I baptized Sister Stacy in the lake? All right. I baptized her in Augusta Lake. She hadn't been perfected yet, and I didn't tell her everything, and so she came in shorts and a tie-dyed shirt. Well, praise God. She'll just smile and laugh about it this morning. Amen. But she was willing to do the basics first, and I'm not building them up here this morning. But he gave some prophets, pastors, et cetera, for the edifying of the body of Christ and of the knowledge of the Son of God. Now read some more.
unto a perfect man.
A perfect man. That doesn't mean without flaw. That means mature.
Sure, right.
Unto a perfect man, a mature man. Folks, we need to grow up. Amen. All of us need to grow up. We've got some babies here this morning, cute as a button. Amen. But if they're the same size and mama still has to hold them all the time and feed them a bottle and all that, amen, then something's wrong and we're going to have to go to the doctor.
Right, yeah, right.
Amen. We want them running around. Praise God.
Amen.
We want some excitement. Praise God. It looks like there's some excitement building already. Praise God. And that's the will of God. But we need to grow up. Amen. Paul said to the Hebrews, I believe it is, he said, for the time you ought to be teachers, you need somebody to come back and teach you again, which is the basic principles of the doctrine of Christ. And we've talked about that as well. Amen. God has a plan for your life.
Yeah.
That's not just a cliche, but God has a will for your life.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
He's got a plan for your life, and it was planned out before the foundation of the world.
Amen. All
right. Well, praise God. Amen. And the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. He's not going to change his mind and say, well, you can just park yourself on a pew somewhere and never do anything for God.
Right.
But he's called us to do something for him.
Right.
Praise the Lord. Read a little bit more, Brother Cowan.
Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children.
No more children.
Tossed to and fro.
Mm-hmm.
And carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning and craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive.
Amen. That's what children do. They're tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine. Amen. They start out with God, and then somebody comes along and says, that's not right. And they say, oh, okay. Well, then they go that way. And then somebody else comes along and they go this way.
Yeah.
Folks, we need to have the Word of God in our hearts this morning.
Yeah.
Amen. That when somebody comes along, Pastor Cal and I had some Jehovah's Witnesses come to the house the other day. Amen. I was thinking about you. And the story that you told about the Jehovah's Witnesses. And they said, oh, the kingdom of God is coming. And I said, no, the kingdom of God is not coming. The kingdom of God is already here.
Yeah.
And Jesus said, you know, you can't look here or look there and say, there's the kingdom of God. He said, the kingdom of God is within you. That's the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Kingdom of God is within us, and it does not come with observation, he said. It's not going to be a church house that's going to be the kingdom of God. And there's not just 144,000 that's going to be saved either. Well, praise God. And the young girl that was listening and the older lady was talking, she said, I haven't heard these things. She said, can we come back and talk about this a little bit more? I said, absolutely.
Yeah.
And she said, can I bring my dad with me? I said, bring your dad with you.
Yeah.
Well, they haven't showed up.
Yeah.
Moving on. Praise God. We need to be strong in the faith. And when somebody says, there's a Holy Trinity, you need to have some word in your mind and your heart.
Yes.
Well, praise God.
Amen.
Maybe that needs to be addressed next month. Praise God. Read some more, brother. I'm sorry.
But speaking the truth in love,
mm-hmm.
may grow up into him in all things,
mm-hmm.
which is the head, even Christ. From whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love.
Praise God. Maketh increase of the body. Wow. I'll tell you what, we serve an awesome God this morning.
Yes. Yes.
I hope you're getting something out of this here today. Amen. But salvation is a choice, not a preordained event. Amen. The will of God has been preordained from new birth till the moment that we die. Amen. God has a plan for your life. And it changes sometimes. Amen. I know it has changed in my life. Amen. I was pastoring, and then I wasn't pastoring, and now I'm pastoring. I came here and pastored again and built a church. And maybe the will of God is for you to teach the Sunday school class. Amen. And then after a while, it will change again. But you say, what is the specific will of God, not just the general will of God, but the specific will of God? I'll tell you what, the man that's our pastor, amen, he will help you to discern that in your life. Well, praise God. That's why we have the fivefold ministry. And it says in Isaiah 35 and 10, and the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Praise God. We need to be a joyful church.
Yes, yes.
A glad church.
Yes.
Amen. I'm glad that the Newmans and the Judes are here with us.
Yes.
For the time that they're here. You folks have already made an impact upon us.
Yes.
Amen. Was it last Sunday morning that you preached, Brother Newman? Do you remember what you preached? Okay. Praise the Lord. Aren't we thankful that they're here with us?
Amen.
And it's so good to see the guests here this morning. You really make our day when you come to the house of God. But folks, we need to build up the church.
Yes.
Amen. Build ourselves up in the will of God. And I want to ask you this morning while I'm closing, and Sister Karen, oh, she's worthless right now. Brother Cowan's basically worthless right now. And I haven't seen him smile so much. Boy, them little boys, just look up at him. Did one of them laugh at you this morning?
Yes.
He's got you wrapped around his little finger. Praise God. You know what I'm talking about, Sister Glenda.
Yes,
yes. Amen. They wrap you around their little finger. You got grandkids there. If I knew that they were so much fun, I would have had them first. Mercy. Mercy sakes alive. God's been good to us, hasn't he?
Amen.
Why don't we stand this morning? Are you willing this morning? Are you willing to say yes all along the way? If you're willing, he's willing. If you're willing, he's willing. Amen. Why don't you make a start today? You say, well, where do I start? I'll tell you where you start. Just make a commitment. I'm going to be in every service.
Yeah.
I'm going to come to church every time the door is open for service. And I'm going to see what the Lord will do in my life. And I guarantee you, things will begin to change in the positive. If you'll start with the small things, amen, God will build you up into bigger things. Amen. Why put off the greatest opportunity of your life when it's right here before you today? Praise God. Make a commitment. Just make a commitment to God. He won't let you down.
Right.
He won't let you down. But He'll bless you. Because you're in the will of God. And seeking the will of God. Lord, I thank You for the word this morning. Thank You, Lord, for using these lips of clay today.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I pray Your will be done in every life and every heart this morning. That we will seek after You, if happily we may find You. For You are not very far from every one of us. Because You have a will for everyone that's here this morning. You have a purpose. You have a plan. And it's not to go down, but it's to go up. Help us this morning. You want to make a start this morning? Why don't you just start at the altar? Just start at the altar this morning. And say, God, I want to do Your will. God, I want to do Your will. I want to do Your will this morning. That's it. Don't resist. Don't resist the truth of the Word of God. Submit yourself to God. He'll lift you up in due season. Come on, friend, that's it. That's it. Come up closer. Praise the Lord. Come on, come up closer. Praise God. Find a place of repentance. Find a place of repentance this morning. Thank You, Jesus. That's it. That's it. And if it's appropriate this morning, you see someone praying. If it's appropriate, go ahead and pray for them this morning. Pray with them this morning. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, friend. What you're feeling is the Holy Ghost this morning. Thank You, Lord. 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 Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus.